Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. The catastrophic outbreak of African swine fever in China presents market opportunity for the U.S., according to the American Farm Bureau Federation. AFBF economist Michael Nutvu explained in a recent interview that he expects a significant decline in China's hog herd this year. Nutvu says that we always have to mention when it comes to talking about China that it really is a black hole of reliable data. That makes it very difficult to pin down a true, accurate number, but we've seen some pretty big estimates in terms of depopulation of the herd. Most estimates at this point would say it's at least 30% of the herd or more. I've seen some estimates as much as 50% year-over-year decline in the hog herd in China by the end of 2019. Prior to the outbreak, China produced and consumed half the world's pork. Nutvu says the disease could lead to a 25% drop in the global pork supply, mostly impacting China and opening a trade opportunity. The Environmental Protection Agency's supplemental proposal to the Renewable Fuel Standard fails to fully recognize the administration's considerable use of small refinery waivers and the negative effect this has on the integrity of the RFS program and the entire renewable fuels industry, according to AFBF. Less than 2 weeks before EPA issued its proposed supplemental rule, Administrator Andrew Wheeler received a warm response when he assured the biofuels industry the agency would expand domestic energy production and improve the RFS program. However, when the agency rolled out its proposed supplemental rule on October 15th, the applause abruptly ended. Rather than basing the projected volume of gasoline and diesel that would be exempt in 2020 on a three-year rolling average of actual exemptions, as EPA initially hinted, the agency is proposing that this three-year rolling average be based on the relief recommended by the Department of Energy. This is problematic because DOE's projections for the volume of biofuels that will be exempted are often much lower than the actual exemptions. Rates of prescription drug abuse in the United States are alarmingly high, as are the number of accidental poisonings and overdoses due to these drugs. The Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration's National Survey on Drug Use and Health shows year after year that the majority of misused and abused prescription drugs are obtained from family and friends, including someone else's medication being taken from their home medicine cabinet. This Saturday, October 26th, we can all do our part to protect our families, friends, and communities from the tragic consequences of drug misuse by participating in the National Prescription Drug Take Back Day. According to the 2018 National Survey on Drug Use and Health, 9.9 million Americans misused controlled prescription drugs, and a majority of these drugs were obtained from family and friends, often from the home medicine cabinet. DEA's Take Back Day events can help prevent drug addiction and overdose deaths by providing a safe, convenient, and anonymous means of disposing of prescription drugs. Use the DEA's collection site locator at takebackday.dea.gov to find a drop-off location. The Illinois Department of Agriculture announced additional label restrictions for the 2020 growing season for the herbicide dicamba. After careful consideration, IDOA Director John Sullivan has determined the department will be forwarding 24C registration requests to the United States Environmental Protection Agency for Illinois-specific labels for the use of dicamba on soybeans in 2020, requiring the following additional provisions. Do not apply this product if the air temperature at the field at the time of application is over 85 degrees Fahrenheit, or if the National Weather Service's forecasted high temperature for the nearest available location for the day of application exceeds 85 degrees Fahrenheit. Do not apply this product after June 20th, 2020. Before making an application of this product, the applicator must consult the Field Watch Sensitive Crop Registry and comply with all associated record-keeping label requirements. Maintain the label-specified downwind buffer between the last treated row and the nearest downfield edge of any Illinois Nature Preserves Commission site. And finally, it is best to apply product when the wind is blowing away from sensitive areas, which include, but are not limited to, bodies of water and non-residential uncultivated areas that may harbor sensitive plant species. According to Illinois Director of Agriculture John Sullivan, the number of off-target complaints received during the 2019 growing season rose dramatically, and the department is taking action to reduce those numbers. These additional restrictions were reached after careful consideration with our environmental programs team at the department, as well as input from stakeholders in the agriculture industry. In addition to these provisions, applicators must follow the federal guidelines when it comes to applying dicamba, including taking an annual certified applicator training course. The intent of these additional restrictions is to reduce the potential for off-target movement of this product, thereby reducing the potential for possible adverse impacts to dicamba-sensitive crops and areas. Dicamba is primarily used on soybeans to control post-emergent broadleaf weeds. The decision to pursue state-specific specialized local needs labels was made in response to the record number of misuse complaints the IDOA received during the past 3 years. And finally today, 98% of all U.S. farms are owned by individuals, family partnerships, or family corporations. Just 2% of America's farms and ranches are owned by non-family corporations or other entities. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.